and welcome to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. We are broadcasting live for The Valley Business Today from the Byrd School of Business at Shenandoah University. Dr. Miles Davis, Dean of the Byrd School of Business and Professor of Management here at Shenandoah, is my amazing co-host today. And I have to ask, Dr. Davis, what kind of day is it?
You know, it's a little rainy, it's a little overcast, but in Shenandoah Valley, it's always a beautiful day, particularly since pretty soon we're coming up on apple blossom.
And everything is in bloom.
It's an incredible place to be. And for those of you who download the podcast, who listen in lands far and wide, this is a great time to be as the trees are flourishing, plants are coming up. There's nothing like being in the Northern Shenandoah Valley during this time of year.
And just a few short weeks when apple blossom gets here, it will be a sea of pink and green. My favorite part is when they paint the apple blossoms on the streets.
Exactly.
That's when you know it's just around the corner.
I'm surprised you're such an advocate for pink and green. I know it's apple blossom, particularly since you're the orange lady.
I know. Well, I started off as the green lady, so I don't do anything pink, though. It was always a struggle for me to do the pink part.
Well, I have some things pink I'll share with you.
Okay, there we go. That'll work.
Right. So one of the things that we want to talk about today is that we often talk about the answers that people have, but there's something that I've learned and I think is indicative in education about the changing nature of education, and this is actually going back to somebody that lived thousands of years ago, which is Socrates, is that it's more important to ask the right questions than to have the right answers. Because in the absence of asking the right questions, you cannot come up with good answers, and that students to think and to think deeply. There's so much content that's available on the web and other platforms that you can go anywhere and find information. But it's learning to think and what to do with information that should be at the heart of education.
Because it's got to be useful. You have to do something with it. Knowing it does no good for you or anyone else if you don't then turn that into something that can help somebody or move somebody forward, including yourself.
Well, absolutely. And so you may be thinking that as a business leader, this is small business management and entrepreneurship we talk about. So as a business leader, you might have years of experience and confidence in your organization behind you. So it may be tempting to think that your job and what you do always has the right answer. And sometimes we just go through things in a sort of plug and play. It's like, this looks like this, and so this is the answer. But great leaders have to inspire the same curiosity, creativity, and deeper thinking in employees that teachers should be inspiring in their students. And that starts with asking the right question. Because any answer is only as good as
the question that you were asked.
There you go. And so as a dean, I find it useful to remember the statement attributed to Albert Einstein. Of course, we don't know whether Einstein said it or not, because we get so many things that something we think somebody said. And
I love the quotes I see on Twitter from Abraham Lincoln that refer to the Internet. Those are always my favorite.
Okay. But that he said, you know, if you have an hour to solve a problem and his life depended on it, he would spend the first 55 minutes determining the proper question to ask. And that says something profoundly. So whether you believe who it was attributed to or not, it's a profound statement about the importance of thinking about the questions to ask as opposed to being reactionary and coming up with answers. And so one of the things that I wanted to talk about during the show is that in both education and in leadership, that we should be able to come across and ask questions. And so if you want to move your organization and, quite frankly, move you as an individual to the next level, it's moving beyond the pre-programmed answers. And quite frankly, a lot of us, that pre-programmed answer is no. Can I have some more money? No. Can I have some more? You know, can I have a raise? No. Can I get a bigger office space? No. Can I get this? Can I get that? And so it's always the program. No. But there are a couple of things that we need to consider. And the first thing is my favorite, quite frankly. And that question is, wait, what? And so too often we jump to conclusions without having enough information. I had a situation like this today where, you know, we jump to conclusions. We listen just long enough to form a quick opinion. And I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you're talking to somebody, you know that they've already come to an opinion. They haven't even heard all that you're saying, but they come to a quick opinion, and then we either endorse or oppose what has been said. And let me tell you something. In the political climate, that has become more rabid and rapid than ever before, where we listen, we think that we know what the person's going to say, and we already have a response out of our mouths. And this puts us at risk of making faulty judgments, leaving key assumptions untested, and missing out on potential opportunities. So leaders, as well as their employees, need to be able to ask colleagues and direct reports to slow down and explain in more detail what is being proposed, especially if something doesn't quite sound right or seems too easy to be a lasting solution. Asking, wait, what? Is an exercise in understanding which is critical to making informed judgments and decisions, whether in the office, the boardroom, or in the classroom. And quite frankly, I would recommend this to my friends who get into these great debates on social media. And for the record, people, let me digress here for a second. Social media is not the place for deep and profound thought.
No. Well, especially on Twitter. You've got 140 characters. How deep and profound can you
exactly.
really be?
It's reactionary. And wait what is designed to stimulate understanding, not to dismiss the thinking, but to ask for a deeper explanation of the thinking. And that's just a different context, Janet.
It is. And, you know, I find, too, that the flip side to that is then you have to listen.
Yes.
Because so many times, like you said a minute ago, we're already forming the answer to the question before you have finished asking the question, and then we miss the whole exercise and its point altogether.
Or we lock into something that causes us to zoom in on that as opposed to hearing the fuller context on what is being explained. But also it gives the opportunity for the person to give a fuller explanation that you're reacting to something they said, and you're actually extending the curiosity to hear more about what is said. So wait what is one of my favorites.
I like that. Yeah. So I tell you what, and on that, we're going to say wait. Why don't we take a break?
Okay, all right. We'll take a break. We're
going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Dr. Miles Davis. We are broadcasting live from the Byrd School of Business at Shenandoah University. I'm Janet Michael, and you're listening to The Valley Today.
Let the adventure begin with summer camps from Frederick County Parks and Recreation. Caverns, water parks, zip lines, and more. The programs and activities at Frederick County Parks and Rec have been awarded Best Of by the Northern Virginia Daily. So check out the adventures waiting for your family when you visit fcprd.net. That's fcprd.net. Enjoy Camp Basic Rec for plenty of active games, sports, fitness, art, and more. Camp Basic Rec also has flexible scheduling, so you pick what works for you. Summer camps and activities with Frederick County Parks and Rec offer something for everyone, from baby yoga, art, ballet, sailing, adventure weeks, and an introduction to engineering with Legos, horseback riding, golf, baseball, and more. Long live summer adventures with summer camps and activities for the whole family, like movie night, Friday night floats, and special events like the legendary 4th of July fireworks. Start your summer at fcprd.net. That's fcprd.net.
There's never enough time in the day when you run your own business. Too much to do, too many questions, too many records to keep. How can you make sure you've got everything done to keep your business, your family, and your employees safe from things you can't anticipate? The professionals at the Insurance Center of Winchester can't create time, but they can make sure your business is protected against lawsuits, fire, business interruptions, and all those unforeseen events that can make it tough for a business to survive. Call the professionals at the Insurance Center of Winchester at 540-667-0700 today for a no-obligation review of your business coverage. It's time to make sure you're covered. Call today, 540-667-0700, or visit insurancecenterwin.com. That's 540-667-0700 or insurancecenterwin.com. The Insurance Center of Winchester, professionals who care.
This is The Valley Today.
This weather forecast is brought to you by Maddox Funeral Home. Maddox Funeral Home is always ready to help you and your family, whether it is making pre-arrangements, planning a funeral, or choosing a cemetery memorial. Maddox Funeral Home, since 1908.
The rain should stop for good today by sometime in the afternoon hours. Cooler temperatures with a high of around 65. Clouds from time to time tonight, low of 54. Tomorrow, the rain will continue with afternoon showers and the possibility of some thunderstorms. Warmer temperatures with a high around 81. Friday, the sun returns with partly cloudy skies. Temperatures remain around 80. Friday night, partly cloudy skies, low of 51. Saturday, the rain returns with showers starting early, and it'll set in, becoming steady rain late in the day. Temperatures cool off again with a high of 64, winds light and variable. The rain sticks around that night with accumulations reaching near a half an inch. To finish out the weekend, Sunday, more rain, but probably not as steady as the previous day. High of only about 57. Lita Robinson for the Valley Today.
Welcome back to The Valley Today, broadcasting live from the Byrd School of Business at Shenandoah University. I am your host, Janet Michael, and my co-host for The Valley Business Today is Dr. Miles Davis. He is the Dean of the Byrd School of Business and Professor of Management at Shenandoah University, and we're having a very interesting conversation about important questions
that leaders need to ask. And again, we often think about leadership as being something that where you're alpha and you have all the answers, and quite frankly, being an effective leader requires you to ask questions and to be curious. And so wait, what is a good question? But I tell you an important one I've learned from being around children, not even teenagers, but from children. Children are very adapt, and the world is open to them, and they will ask an important question. I wonder why,
mm-hmm.
or I wonder if, you know, and so they're better at questioning the world around them. Nothing is beyond interrogation. Now, let me be clear. Sometimes we hate that. Sometimes you're going to say, because I told you so. But, but other times, children wonder why the sky is blue. They prompt others to think, reason, and explain things anew. Because they're looking at the world through fresh eyes. And so similarly, the leaders should remain curious about their organizations in order to bring new ideas to bear on longstanding challenges. And so I wonder if, I wonder why. Why do we do it this way?
And don't you hate the answer? Because it's how we've always done it.
You know, it's the best answer in the world, and every organization needs to examine that. Why do we do these things this way? And there is often a context for why things were done this way. Right now, we have a curriculum committee at the university, and we were reviewing our curriculum, and why do we have to set up this way and set up that way? And there was a particular context at the time, but that context has changed.
Doesn't apply.
And businesses get in trouble all the time, and organization leaders get in trouble all the time when they constantly look at the world through their previous eyes as opposed to at least asking the question, because it gives permission for followers in an organization to explore that as opposed to shutting down a conversation. I wonder why, or I wonder if. Now, here's a nice out for people who find themselves stuck in meetings where you can't agree on something. One of the things that we forget to do is try to find if there is common ground. And so the question is, couldn't we at least? And so let's say that you and I are arguing about a number of things about how to approach an issue. Couldn't we at least agree on what the issue is?
Find a common ground.
Find a common ground, common value, common basis to have conversation and to move forward. If you can start from the common ground, we may disagree on how to get there, but at least let us agree on this. And quite frankly, sometimes it may be that couldn't we at least begin and reevaluate at a later time? Could we not toss this out? Even when I'm stuck on how to present something, I said, you know, couldn't we at least let me toss this out and we'll clean it up later? We don't want to shut down. We want to create openings. And again, couldn't we at least create an opportunity to find a place of agreement as opposed to focusing it on argument and conversation? Here's a powerful one. How can I help?
See, that one gets me into trouble.
Now, why did they get you into trouble?
Because I ask, and then they give me the list, and then all of a sudden I'm stuck doing all these things that I never really meant to help them with in the first place. So the answer is no. When you were doing your rattle of questions earlier, I should have said no.
Well, at least the instinct to lend a hand to something in me is one of our most admirable traits as human beings, that sometimes ask in supporting people, particularly when we don't agree with them or we see things differently, or we're in an organization situation. But asking if we can help is different than trying to swoop in and save the day, which is actually more annoying.
Yeah.
So at least asking, it creates the opportunity to let people know that you're there to help. And sometimes the answer is no, that you can help. But I had this experience, you know, I was in L.A. with a friend of mine over the weekend, and he was fixing breakfast, and, you know, and I'd say, can I help, as opposed to just jumping up and start doing stuff. He says, nope, you know, too many cooks in the kitchen. He says, I got this. But it's also good to offer help. And so I'm going to actually save years of marital therapy for people.
I was going to use this as an example. I know where you're going with this.
You know, if one partner is doing something, sometimes just the offer of assistance, they may tell you no, but it's important to offer.
Yeah. Yeah, and the flip side to that is if I've had a bad day and I'm ranting and raving about whatever, and if you say, how can I help?
How
that gives me the opportunity to say, there's nothing you can do, but thank you for listening, because letting me get it out is all the help that I need.
Exactly. You're not trying to swoop in and save them. Quite frankly, I find it annoying, because there are times when we do just need to release this. And only to save it. And so sometimes, and I think it compliments you as a leader if people are able to come into your office and tell you things. And I ask this question often, which is there anything you want me to do about this? Or do you just want me to hear this?
Yeah.
How can I help? And sometimes I just need a place to vent. I said, okay, you vent it. Okay.
Yep. And then it's gone, because sometimes it isn't that big to carry around.
Yeah. And so here's the last question, and we'll wrap this up when we come back after the break. But here's the last question is, what truly matters? When you're having these conversations, the question might seem obvious, but I don't think it's asked often enough. What truly matters is not a question you should wait to ask when you're on vacation or retired. It should be a regular conversation, externally, internally. It's a variation on the question, is this battle worth fighting?
Yeah.
What truly matters? Complicated situations. Does it really matter? Do we really have to win every argument? Again, years of marital therapy. You can get to save yourself. Do I really need to win this battle? Sometimes you just walk away. What truly matters? It'll bring a different context to your life, your leadership style, and your interaction with people, because you don't need to win. Or you don't need to go forward. You don't need to push yourself one way or another. Is this something that is really important to what it is we're trying to do? And because we're human beings, we have our personal beliefs and our systems. But asking, does it really matter, can stop us from involving ourselves, such as Twitter debates or Facebook page. Do I really need to spend the next 6 hours arguing with somebody online? But what we do need to spend is the next minute
the next or so. 3 minutes.
3 minutes listening to our sponsors.
So I tell you what, we are going to take the next 2 minutes on a commercial break, and we will talk more with Dr. Miles Davis, broadcasting live from the Byrd School of Business at Shenandoah University. I'm Janet Michael, and you're listening to The Valley Today.
This is a story about neighbors and radio and Rachel. When Rachel learned she had a brain tumor, she thought she'd have to travel far for the best treatment. Fortunately, her neighbor is Valley Health, where we have a comprehensive cancer program with the latest technologies and board-certified specialists. That meant she was near the stereotactic radiosurgery that eliminated her tumor. Not the radio you thought, huh? So, happy neighbor, happy story. Learn more at valleyhealthlink.com.
Why do people keep coming back to Apple Valley Hyundai? Well, we could tell you, but we'd rather let them tell you. Jenny from Martinsburg said,
buying a new car stresses me out, but not at Apple Valley. I used their website to find a car I loved and drove it home all in the same day. Their staff made me feel at home.
Our home is your home, Jenny. Karen from Berryville said,
we bought our family Santa Fe from Apple Valley Hyundai, and it came with their certified lifetime powertrain warranty. It feels great to know I'm covered.
We got your back, Karen. Bill from Warrington said,
I'm happier than a peacock in a rut. At first, they didn't have the car I was looking for, but they found one and had it on their lot the next day. And they work with me on price.
We're not sure what peacock in a rut means, but we're glad we could help you find your dream car, Bill. And there's definitely more where that came from. Apple Valley Hyundai. Click, cars covered. Part of the Miller Auto Group. Visit applevalleyhyundai.com today.
Just not feeling the love at your bank? If your bank is changing, it's time to switch. We invite you to stop in, meet our friendly professional staff, and find out what 136 years of experience can do for you. You deserve nothing less.
Bank of Clark County, banking done right, longer.
Member FDIC.
You're listening to The Valley Today.
We are back on the Valley Business Today, broadcasting live from the Byrd School of Business at Shenandoah University. I'm your host, Janet Michael. We've only got a few minutes left with my co-host, Dr. Miles Davis. We've been talking about important questions. I think you got through all of them.
Now, wanted to grab your pencil. I was like, wait a minute, I didn't catch that one. Let me tell you what they were. Wait, what? I wonder why, or I wonder if. Couldn't we at least, how can I help, and what truly matters? So leaders should ask these questions both on a daily basis and during critical moments. Of course, these aren't the only questions that need to be asked, and the context certainly matters. But it may be important to at least ask these five very practical and useful ways to ensure understanding, generate new ideas, inspire progress, encourage responsibility, remain focused on what is genuinely important, because often we get sidetracked. And your job as a leader is to try to move your people into new positions. And you can't move your people into new positions and new ways of doing things without also inspiring new ways of thinking.
Yeah.
Because if not, they turn into drones. Where all they're doing is following the way in which it has done. You want people who are creative. And creativity requires the basic asking of questions to move in a direction that hasn't been moved in before. And ask the, I mean, what if? And even when I talk about people or things that are happening, and they say, well, that's not going to happen. And I say, well, what if it does?
Let's just explore it for a second.
And then how can we take
advantage of it? Can we at least explore it for a minute?
For a minute. Can we at least? See, there you go. And then as, and, you know, and I wonder why we have been doing it this way. I mean, this is a process, that is important for us because we do tend, and this is a issue in academia because we spend all these years getting educated and have all these, initials after our name. And so we have been taught to have the answers, and students are looking at us for the answers, and even as parents. But think about if we change it from having the answer to having the right questions and to help our students or our children or our organizations. Well, my daughter hates when instead of arguing or debating her, I just simply ask the question, so what if you go down that path? What's the end result? I think that they would just rather have you.
Oh, yeah, they just want to argue. They just want to try and prove you wrong. That's their point of the conversation.
And if it gets to a point where they have to engage in reflection and then accountability.
Then it gets messy.
Same thing in organizations. What if we ask people questions and encourage them to think and come back and expand their thing? Your mind is like a muscle. It needs to be exercised. And all we want people to do is follow a checklist. Well, that's not developing. That's not what you hired them for. Not unless that is what you hired them for, to follow a checklist. But to grow an organization and make it adaptable to the times in which you live in, you have to create opportunities for people to explore different ways of doing things and different ways of thinking or different ways of approaching the issue.
Well, and I've always felt like, you know, as a strong leader, it is kind of your responsibility to develop more strong leaders underneath of you to send them out because it's – it's part of what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, and you know, there was a reason why we still talk about Socrates today. Let me tell you something. Nobody gets inspired from a PowerPoint slide. nobody gets inspired because you have it
up you've clearly not seen some of my PowerPoint presentations, okay.
I'm sure they're inspirational. but you know, it's the engagement, you know, and it's actually easier work for you if you unleash the potential of others, because by having others function at a higher level, you also get to function at a higher level.
And that's one of the things when I do my classes. I tend not to talk a lot. Mm-hmm. I let the class talk and ask their questions and hopefully provide the proper answers that they need. But sometimes you do. You need to be quiet. The best part of knowing what question to ask is also knowing when to be quiet.
Yes, and when to listen. And so the opportunity is to listen and be able to get things inside. And again, there's also money saved in marital therapy for listening to that advice, too.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Well, thank you, Dr. Davis, for inviting us into your space today.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be here with you and discuss these things. And for those of you who are listening, you know, if there are particular topics that you want us to address, please feel free to contact the River 95.3. Send them to me and say, hey, you know, we wish that Dr. Davis would do a show on this particular thing and talk about small business entrepreneurship or post this issue. As you know, we focus in on the issue of management and leadership because that's important. But if there are particular issues that you think would be of value to you and the rest of our listeners, feel free.
Just let us know. Absolutely. That about wraps it up for us here at the Bird School of Business.